Hey, it's Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's RoboCop 1987, written by Alex W., read by Tomas Kordowski.
Fade in. Exterior Detroit, the near future. The movie begins with an everyday, unremarkable shot to the city skyline. Then the RoboCop logo bitch slaps you in 9,000-point fucking type because you are ready to watch Robo-fucking-cop-asshole get goddamn ready. Interior news studio. A pair of news anchors report on darkly satirical future events that were probably way funnier before real life made them its bitch. News anchor. Turning to local news, Kurtwood Smith is a bad guy. We had to mention that because otherwise, when you next see him in a van full of stolen money and criminals and guns, you might be puzzled. Interior, Detroit Police Headquarters. Tough, grizzled, no-nonsense police sergeant Robert Duquay throws some lowlife and his lawyer out of the building, showcasing his take-charge-sarge no-nonsenseness. Robert Duquay. And that's the only thing I get done in this whole damn movie. Checks duty roster. Now, let's see. We were supposed to get a transfer today. Somebody suitable for being turned into a robot. Peter Weller. Greeting, Sergeant. Officer Peter Weller reporting for duty. There you are. Let me introduce you to your partner, Nancy Allen. Nancy Allen, that's me. Beats the shit out of some perp. And that's the only time I beat up anyone in this whole damn movie. Come on, let me show you our butts and boobs room. Interior, Corrupto Corp, main boardroom and discount TV monitor warehouse. Corrupto Corp President Dan O'Herlihy is holding a meeting. Since we own the police in a darkly satirical fashion, we need to come up with a new cutting-edge way to walk slowly towards crime. Ronnie Cox, I have just the thing, sir. Observe the giant hulking deathbot, which we have whimsically named Ed. The Ed 209 deathbot demonstrates the precise calibration of its kick-ass awesomeness sensors by brutally gunning down a corporate shirt. Technician, oh, oops, we put live ammo in it and forgot to put an off button on the control panel, and apparently the panel sucks energy from the magnetic field of the Earth since it has no power cord, and Ed can react to seeing a gun being pointed, but not to seeing the gun getting dropped. And just one more thing, we suck. Miguel Ferrer. Excuse me, but I've got a way better idea for gradually approaching felons. It's called RoboCop, and it totally kicks the ass of Ronnie's stupid robots, after it slowly walks up to them, of course. Exterior, streets of Detroit. Peter and Nancy have stopped for food. Peter Weller, this street food sure is delicious, Nancy Allen. Nancy Allen, are you getting shot soon? Tell me it soon. Police radio. Attention all units! Kurtwood Smith and his hyena laughter gang have just robbed the first dark satirical bank. Can exactly one squad car please respond to this extremely violent and dangerous situation? Repeat, one squad car. Nancy and Peter drive off, and the bumper hits a ramp, sending sparks everywhere. Exterior, another street. We are treated to a low-speed car chase where Peter and Nancy fire bullets at Rockwood's gang, but Kurtwood fires a human body back at them. This gives Kurtwood a 10-second lead, which is enough time for his entire gang to drive to, enter, spread out inside of, and get comfy within an industrial factory. Peter Weller. Should we wait for backup, Nancy Allen? Nancy Allen, nah, we don't need him. I got your back. Now let's split up so that neither of us has the other's back. Peter Weller, very well. Be careful, Nancy Allen. Interior industrial factory. Nancy corners Jesse D. Goins. Jesse D. Goins. Oops, you caught me taking a piss. Guess I'll have to show you my big black cock. You think I'll give a shit? We already saw how the entire police department showers nude together. I see Wang every day. Remembers that premise of movie must happen? Okay, fine. Must be distracted by man meat. Cannot resist. Gets knocked out. Elsewhere, Peter decides to reveal his position by capturing one guy, forgetting there were four other guys. Ray Wise. Har har, we got you, copper. Kurtwood's gang, hyena laughter. Peter Weller. I suppose this is where you shoot me once and leave me for dead, but actually it only grazed my... Kurtwood Smith. Wrong asshole, blows off Peter's hand. The gang shoot Peter another 11 billion times and finish it off with a headshot. Peter Weller. Ha ha, that wasn't my head, it was a prosthetic dummy because CGI doesn't exist yet. Kurtwood Smith. Whatever, let's go, guys, and let's not bother checking if that other cop woke up or not. Kurtwood's gang, hyena orgasms. Peter is rushed to hospital and pronounced dead. Then doctors examine him and pronounce him, no, it's not just his acting style, he's actually dead. Finally, he is turned into Robo-Weller and pronounced, aw yeah, shit gonna be getting real now, son. Interior Police Headquarters a few days later. Miguel Ferrer. Check it out, everyone. It's RoboCop. He's got a huge gun and a bitchin' side holster. He's big, strong, bulletproof, and he could somehow cram all 400 pounds of himself into a regular car without completely demolishing the suspension. RoboWeller gets in a car and drives off, hitting a ramp with the bumper sending sparks everywhere. Cue. RoboConan... RoboCop theme. Interior convenience store. Robber. Give me all your cash now. RoboWeller. Entering. Not so fast. Approaching. I mean that literally because I am not fast. Throws robber around, destroying store. Store owner. That will cost way more in repairs than we have cash. So are you taking that guy in or... RoboWeller. Gotta go. Exterior alleyway. A woman is grabbed by Detroit's wackiest rapists. Rapist number one. Yo, I'm laughing so hard I could barely rape. Remind me, why did we all switch from coke and meth to the Joker's laughing gas? RoboWeller. Your move, creep. Shoots a rapist in the crotch. Actually, it was my move, but I fooled you. Woman. Thanks, RoboCop. So what about the other rapist who is still alive and... RoboWeller. Gotta go. Exterior City Hall. RoboWeller diffuses a tense, delicate hostage situation by busting through a wall and throwing the perp out a goddamn window. City worker. Hostage situation? That was our normal city council meeting. Heyo! Is shot. News anchor. Our top story tonight. Detroit's awesome new robot cop, strictly programmed to uphold the law by recklessly shooting and maiming and killing people. This might seem odd until remember that we replaced most of our laws with this slogan, Don't Fuck with Detroit. The dark satire continues with an advertisement for a nuclear war holographic family board game, which is twisted and dark and evil. And where do I get this fucking game? I must play the fuck out of it right goddamn now. Interior Corrupto Corp Executive Shitbunker. Ronnie Cox. Fuck you, Miguel. By replacing my robots with your robot, you ruined my evil plans, all of which center around the manufacturer and sale of robots. Miguel Ferrer. But we own the cops. Can't we just order them to use both our robots? Ronnie Cox sighs. No, because... Interior, back at police headquarters, RoboWeller is plugged in to recharge for the night, which is silly because who would ever create cool futuristic tech that needed constant recharging because it's... Stupid fucking lame-ass batteries. We're always fucking dying on it. God damn it, Apple. Guy scientist. Hey, RoboWeller is still part human, right? How does he eat? Girl scientist with clothes made of leftover semaphore flags and glasses the size of space telescopes. Actually, we addressed this. He consumes a brownish paste that tastes like baby food. Guy scientist. But how does he eliminate? Is there some kind of robo-catheter? And girl scientist with etc. Actually, this is not discussed by anyone ever because gross. RoboWeller.
I just dreamt that 30 years from now, all anybody remembers about this movie is the fucking I'll buy that for a dollar joke.
Bust loose. In a fit of confused rage, RoboWeller methodically walks down the hall while the entire precinct frantically stuffs their heads up their own ass, failing to stop him. Nancy Allen. My God, it's you, isn't it, Peter? I recognized your signature gun-twirling move and your distinctive mouth and your voice, and they really made no fucking effort to hide your identity, did they? I mean, shit, they didn't even transfer the one cop who might recognize you. Exterior, gas station. RoboWeller launches his mission of revenge by driving around aimlessly and, of course, finding Hyena Gang member Paul McCrane. Paul McCrane, it's impossible. We killed you. Like, a lot. RoboWeller,
so my true identity would be in your file.
Paul McCrane, yeah, I guess. So am I under arrest for robbing a gas station and blowing it up? And
RoboWeller, gotta go.
RoboWeller returns to the precinct and uses his pop-out 10-inch USB rod from his arm pervs to hack into the mainframe and learn about his human identity. RoboWeller,
now I can go visit my old house right now after I fix the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon.
Interior, Peter Weller's old house. RoboWeller stomps around recovering memories of his former life, raising the issue of how can he ever reclaim his lost humanity, and okay, that's enough, back to fucking shit up all dark satirical style. Interior, Miguel Ferrer's house.
Miguel is celebrating his future world success in a future world way by having a 1980s Coke party when Kurtwood bursts in and shoots Miguel in the legs, drops a grenade, and puts on a DVD. Miguel Ferrer, writhing in pain, "Oh God, sweet Jesus, no, kill me if you have to, just don't make me watch Shanghai Surprise again." Look it up, kids. Ronnie Cox on DVD. "Hey, Miguel. Remember how I threatened you in front of everyone? Well, now I'm having you killed. I thought I should leave this recording at the crime scene, just in case it survives the explosion." Smiles. "You see, I have this wicked self-incrimination fetish. It's why I pushed for Corrupto Corp to buy the police in the first place. Actually, I just can't stop incriminating myself. Hey, you know who has two thumbs and photocopies his ass at work?" Miguel Ferrer, exploding. "Someday Jill Hennessy will learn the truth and avenge me." Interior, cocaine factory. Kurtwood Smith goes to get some bulk cocaine at the local Costco, but suddenly RoboWeller walks in. The bad guys remain standing right there where they are and fire their guns at RoboWeller. This does not work. In return, RoboWeller walks forward and fires his gun at the bad guys. This works. Kurtwood Smith. "How the fuck did this get to be considered an action classic?" RoboWeller throws Kurtwood through glass a bunch, then breaks protocol by actually arresting him. They drive off with the bumper hitting a ramp, sending sparks everywhere. Interior, back at the precinct. Robert Duquay. "Nice work. Hey, I don't suppose Kurt gave you any crucial information about who he works for?" RoboWeller. "He did, but I must deal with this all by myself for no reason." RoboWeller walks out with his ass hitting a ramp. RoboWeller walks out with his ass hitting a ramp, sending sparks everywhere. Kurtwood Smith. "Fucking pigs. I'll never let you know who I work for. Now give me my one phone call so I can call the guy I work for." Interior, Corrupto Corp headquarters. RoboWeller goes to arrest Ronnie Cox, but suddenly, Ronnie Cox. "Aha! We programmed you so that any action against Corrupto Corp officers results in shutdown." Pause. "Though when I say shutdown, I mean very, very gradual slowdown, which stops if you leave the room and then you're fine. Ah, well, can I quickly confess to killing Miguel Ferrer? Oh yeah, that's the good stuff." An Ed 209 shoots RoboWeller across the hallway. And then, because the Ed 209 targeting system is unreliable past 2 inches, it walks right up to RoboWeller, allowing him to turn Ed's guns right on itself. Ed 209. "Perhaps I should stop firing now. Ah, fuck it." Blows up own arm. RoboWeller. "Must find ingenious escape solution that can thwart Ed." Sees stairs. "That'll do." The allegedly built-for-urban-use Ed 209 falls down the stairs and then squeals like a stuck pig for the same reason your coffee maker has a monkey orgasm when you underfill it. Police arriving. "Hey, RoboWeller. Ronnie called us right after Kurtwood called and said you're evil now. Everyone, shoot the fuck out of him." The cops use up the next 5 years' budgeted allotment of ammo on RoboCop, but forget to block the closest exit, allowing Nancy Allen to rescue him. Interior, industrial factory. Nancy Allen. "We can rest here. I thought you'd like to revisit where you got brutally murdered. Aren't I thoughtful?" RoboWeller.
"That's okay. I will just test my aim with your face."
Outside, Kurtwood and his cackling criminal cavalcade show up. Kurtwood Smith. "All right, gang, we've got enormous new military-grade weapons where each shot can annihilate the entire floor of a building. Keep your eyes peeled. Once we know where RoboWeller is, we can simply point in his general direction and fire. Game over."
RoboWeller. "I am right over here and cannot outrace a turtle, so whoops."
Kurtwood Smith. "Ah, shit, forget what I said. Everybody freak the fuck out." Paul McCrane. "All right, I'm going to drive right into this toxic waste, bitches." Crashes. Kurtwood Smith. "I'm driving really super fast somewhere." Ray Wise. "I don't know what the fuck I'm doing." Nancy Allen. "I'm driving right at you, Kurtwood." Paul McCrane. "Somehow 3 seconds in toxic waste has made me a mutant freak." Is splattered. Kurtwood Smith. "Oh yeah, I'm flipping my car into the river." Ray Wise. "Hey, look, my mouth opens really fucking wide." Jesse D. Goins. "I think I'm dead now or something." Kurtwood Smith. "I'm shooting you, Nancy." Meanwhile, RoboWeller painstakingly maneuvers himself all the way down to the riverbed and walks around on the off chance that somebody else winds up there.
This allows Ray Wise to dump tons of scrap metal on him before wounded Nancy Allen blows him up for good with one of the military superguns, i.e. exactly what Kurtwood's gang could have done 5 minutes ago. Kurtwood Smith. Excellent. Robo-Weller is trapped. Now the obvious thing to do is get the supergun from mortally wounded Nancy and blow him up from a safe distance, which is why I will engage in close combat instead. Robo-Weller, still alive, thanks to his metal frame, stabs Kurtwood with his retractable spike. Robo-Weller,
at least I can accept who I was and what I've become, which is Wolverine. Sorry,
Robo-Weller.
Pause.
Now to deal with Ronnie Cox once and for all. Nancy Allen, growing pale. Wait, your face is exposed now. What if your photo gets on the news? That's gonna be huge traumatic shock to your wife and children when...
Robo-Weller, gotta go.
Robo-Weller drives off, sending sparks everywhere. Nancy Allen bleeds out. Interior Corrupto Court boardroom.
Robo-Weller, I have evidence against Ronnie, but once again I have come straight here and not shown the police.
Dan O'Herlihy,
Ronnie, you're fired. Ha, now Robo-Weller can kill you.
Ronnie Cox, but you can't terminate my employment instantly like that. You owe me several weeks due notice, during which I could still be officially an employee of Corrupto Corp until such time as...
Robo-Weller, fuck that noise.
Robo-Weller shoots Ronnie Cox so goddamn hard that he flies out the window, becoming zombie Mr. Fantastic, and plummets a million feet to his squishy end. Dan O'Herlihy,
wow, you really are the best at mechanically plotting towards crime.
Robo-Weller,
yes, thanks to my lead-footed justice, Detroit is now safe forever.
Random citizen, help, that purse snatcher is running away.
Robo-Weller, aw, fuck.
End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more, and thanks for listening.